Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Jeffrey.
And I'm Christopher.
Now, if you work in an office, you definitely want to be doing your job in a nice space.
That's true. But there are many things to consider, though.
I've heard that location is the most important thing for an office, where you are in a city.
Well, that is true. But the power of the internet makes it less important now.
Okay, that's a good point. But it's still nice to have an office where the people in your company can come and meet face to face.
Yeah, I like being able to communicate face to face with my coworkers. I don't think I would like to communicate through only email.
That could be very cold, I think.
Yeah. But let's take a look at our TOEIC article for more ideas on what to think about when looking for a new office.
Reading.
Looking for a new office.
Hello, how can I help you, sir?
I've been running a small business for a couple of years now. Our sales have been improving, so I'm searching for a new office space.
I see. What are your requirements?
In terms of location, I'd rather have a place downtown. Right now, we're in the suburbs, so it's hard for us to attract new customers.
I understand. I'll show you some of our available properties. Take a look at this one.
It looks okay, but to be honest, I'd prefer something larger.
How many employees do you have at the moment?
There are 6 of us, but I'm planning to hire more people soon. I don't want to relocate again in 6 months.
Of course not. In that case, how about this place? It's a lot bigger, so you'll have room to expand if you need to.
Actually, I was hoping to get an office that's in a new building. I want to give my employees a nicer working environment.
Then I think this space would be ideal for you. The building was finished 2 years ago, and its facilities are top of the line.
That sounds perfect. I think I'll go see it in person soon.
The article begins with a conversation between an agent and a possible customer named Tom. So the agent answers the phone or starts the conversation and says, "Hello, how can I help you, sir?"
Right, so we see sir, that's just kind of a formal way of talking to a male. You could say ma'am or miss for a female. Tom, the person on the other end of the line, says, "I've been running a small business for a couple of years now. Our sales have been improving, so I'm searching for a new office space."
Now, when he talks about his sales, his company must sell things. So if his sales are improving, he's selling more and more of his product. Okay, so the agent says, "I see. What are your requirements?" And requirement, which is spelled requirement, these are the things that are necessary, okay? For example, being an adult is just one of the requirements of being a legal driver. So what this means is you need to be an adult to get the driver's license that allows you to drive on the street. If a police man or woman sees a little kid driving a car or a scooter, he will probably stop them and ask them a few questions.
Right, yeah. I would be scared to drive a vehicle as a small child. As an adult, I'm still scared.
Okay.
How about you?
About driving?
Yes.
Yeah, especially in different countries. A lot of jobs that you'll want to get have certain requirements, too. The number one requirement is a college degree, a 4-year college degree.
Right. So, let's continue with the article. Tom says, "In terms of location, I'd rather have a place downtown. Now, downtown just means the most important or busiest area of a city. So like in Taiwan, there's the main city, Taipei. Downtown would be near like Yilingyi. That whole area could be downtown.
What's Yilingyi?
Taipei 101.
Oh, that's right. So in the Xinyi district.
Right, yes. Okay. The Xinyi district would be a town, a downtown area.
Downtown Taipei. Okay. So Tom says, right now, we're in the suburbs. So it's hard for us to attract new customers. Now, we just talked about downtown. Now, suburbs, spelled S-U-B-U-R-B-S, the suburbs are the smaller towns and maybe smaller cities that are on the outside of a larger city.
Okay? Ah.
So, for example, Rachel lives in the suburbs, but she drives her car 30 minutes every day to work in the city. Maybe she works in downtown, but she lives out in the suburbs. Now, what are suburbs like?
I think suburbs are usually pretty relaxed. They're not busy, right? Mm-hmm. And there's not many things to do there. Like maybe there's not a museum or there's not, I don't know, a very large night market. It might be a small one here in Taipei.
So it's a quieter life in the suburbs, which could mean it's a relaxing place to live. But you could have your job in the city, in downtown. Where are there more choices of jobs and more offices there?
Now, which do you prefer? Do you prefer cities or suburbs?
Well, I grew up in suburbs mostly, but I really enjoy the city now because of things like museums and maybe going to a baseball game, lots of movie theaters and shopping. I'm a city person. How about you?
I, like you, grew up in the suburbs, but when I got older, I moved into a city, and now that I live in Taipei, I really, really like the convenience of living in a city.
Interesting. So back to the article. The agent says, I understand. I'll show you some of our available properties. Take a look at this one. Okay? So available, spelled A-V-A-I-L-A-B-L-E, means can be gotten or bought. So something that is available is something that you can get or buy, maybe right now or very soon, pretty easily. For example, I want to see the popular movie when it becomes available at the DVD shop.
Right. It's a good example.
Thank you.
All right, Tom says, it looks okay. But to be honest, I'd prefer something larger. We use the phrase, to be honest, to say something that is not nice, but true. For example, I could say, Teacher Jeffrey, you're a good teacher, but to be honest, sometimes you talk too much.
Well, Chris, thank you for being honest. Okay, well, the agent responds by asking a question. He says, how many employees do you have at the moment? Okay, now, employees are the workers in your company, and at the moment means right now. And we use this phrase because something could change very soon. Okay, because Tom is talking about how successful his business has been recently.
Right. Tom answers the agent saying, there are six of us, but I'm planning to hire more people soon. I don't want to relocate again in 6 months. Relocate means to find a new place. So Tom doesn't want to find a new place, move there, and then have to find a new place again.
So I guess if Tom's business grew very quickly, but his office were not large enough, he would have to relocate again. So the agent says, of course not. In that case, how about this place? It's a lot bigger, so you'll have room to expand if you need to. Okay? The word expand, spelled E-X-P-A-N-D, means grow larger. So a business might open another office in the same city, or it could even expand into another country. So for example, in the last 20 years, Google has expanded to become one of the biggest companies in the world.
And they have offices not just in one country, correct?
Yeah, I think they have offices all over the world, and they have their Google map with Street View. So they have people in Google cars or on Google bicycles traveling all over the world to provide that service for us.
So do you think at one of the Google offices in another country, they might say, hey, you, Jeffrey, would you mind driving around this street and that street and recording what you see?
Well, I think they would have to. I don't know exactly how they get that street view, all the pictures. I don't know if it's office workers or if they just hire taxi drivers, people who drive around a lot. I'm not really sure. It's a pretty interesting question.
Yes. Tom says, we'll get back to the article. He says, actually, I was hoping to get an office that's in a new building. I want to give my employees a nicer working environment. Would you like to explain the word environment?
Well, the environment is just what's going on around you. And you probably think this word has something to do with the earth and recycling and pollution. And that's true. But you can also think of a smaller environment in a country, city, or even an office.
Right.
Okay, so the agent says, then I think this space would be ideal for you. Okay, now you'll notice that the agent is offering places, perhaps showing pictures to Tom, and Tom is saying, well, I want it to be new, I want it to be bigger, and so the agent is trying to find the ideal place. And ideal, which is spelled I-D-E-A-L, is the very best possible, or the best you can imagine. So for example, visiting Taiwan is an ideal vacation for many people because the island has beaches and mountains, two things travelers love to see.
Not to mention the people in Taiwan are very nice.
So friendly.
Yes, and that's something you would like in a vacation. The agent continues and says, the building was finished 2 years ago, and its facilities are top of the line. So when he says finished 2 years ago, he just means that the building was completed. It was erected and opened 2 years ago. But when he says top of the line, it's actually a shortcut for you.
Oh, well, we better go to that video and take a look.
Shortcut for you.
Hello, and welcome to AMC 3C World of Electronics.
Hi, I'm thinking about buying a computer. Tell me about those up there.
Those are junk. Take a look at these down here. They are top of the line.
Those up there, they're on top.
Top of the line means the best quality possible.
Oh, now I understand. Top of the line means 顶级的.
Right. So if you want a top of the line computer, look down there.
These are nice, but they're very expensive.
Well, we are busy today.
Okay, I want the top of the line. Give me your most expensive computer.
All right, that was a good shortcut for you. So, I would like to ask you a question, Jeffrey.
Mm-hmm.
When you want to buy an electronic product, like a smartphone or a computer, like a laptop or a television, do you usually seek out something that is top of the line?
Well, yeah, that's usually the first thing I see. When I go to an electronic store to buy a new laptop or maybe a smartphone, I always check out the top of the line. And then I realized I don't have enough money because usually the top-of-the-line product has the top price. But if you want the best and you have the money, it feels great to buy something that is the top of the line, the very best you can get.
Yes, I completely agree with you.
Yeah, we probably do the same thing on that one. Now, The last sentence had the word facilities. They were talking about facilities in the building. The facilities are top of the line. Facilities are the things included in a building, such as elevators or even the bathrooms, that allow you to do more in an easy way. Okay, facilities is spelled F-A-C-I-L-I-T-I-E-S. That's the plural. Okay, facility, facilities. Okay, so an example sentence for facilities is, many people take advantage of the sports facilities at this university. Okay, now my university had really nice sports facilities. There was an exercise weightlifting gym, a basketball court, some baseball fields. What are some other facilities maybe on the school side, academic side? What kind of facilities?
The library.
Sure, the library is definitely a facility.
Yeah, the lunchroom or the cafeteria, depending on what you want to call it.
And what about for using computers?
Well, there's the computer room, right?
Right. We had a computer lab. We had several computer labs. So those are all facilities that a university would have.
Right. So let's conclude this article with Tom's response. That sounds perfect. I think I'll go see it in person. In person means face to face, to really be there.
Now that's a really good idea, because some house or office could look good in a picture on the internet, but when you show up, that's when you really understand if the environment is nice or not.
Right. All right, let's move on to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, we're back, and it's time for our For You Chat question. So the question is, what does a good working environment need? What do you think, Chris?
Okay, well, I think a good working environment needs to have certain things that can make the employees feel comfortable.
Like
or
what?
Happy. Well, one, I think a water machine is important in any office because it gives the employees water for free. That's one thing. But also, if you drink water, like a whole cup, really quickly, it can wake you up. So it can actually keep your employees not tired. It can make them no longer tired. It will wake them up. I also believe that windows are very important for the working environment, because though there are some things outside of them that could distract you, it does remind you that you are, you know, still part of the world. I think if you're just in a space where there's just walls, it could...
I've got a couple other ideas. I think a comfortable chair and a nice desk can really help you do a lot of work without feeling too tired. And, you know, another thing that we don't always think about is your coworkers. They can add to a positive, friendly, and hardworking environment.
Okay. I didn't think about that.
Well, we probably missed a few things, so chat about that and be sure to join us for part two of this lesson. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Looking for a new office.
Hello. How can I help you, sir?
I've been running a small business for a couple of years now. Our sales have been improving, so I'm searching for a new office space.
I see. What are your requirements?
In terms of location, I'd rather have a place downtown. Right now, we're in the suburbs, so it's hard for us to attract new customers.
I understand. I'll show you some of our available properties. Take a look at this one.
It looks okay, but to be honest, I'd prefer something larger.
How many employees do you have at the moment?
There are six of us, but I'm planning to hire more people soon. I don't want to relocate again in 6 months.
Of course not. In that case, how about this place? It's a lot bigger, so you'll have room to expand if you need to.
Actually, I was hoping to get an office that's in a new building. I want to give my employees a nicer working environment.
Then I think this space would be ideal for you. The building was finished 2 years ago. and its facilities are top of the line.
That sounds perfect. I think I'll go see it in person soon.
Vocabulary review.
Requirement. Wearing black pants is a requirement for all waiters in this restaurant. Suburb. Many people move from the city to the suburbs to live a quieter life. Available. Fresh strawberries are not available now. You have to wait for a few months. Expand. This sofa can expand into a full-sized bed. Ideal. A windy day is the ideal time to go surfing because the waves will be bigger then. Facility. This school is new, so all of its facilities are shiny and clean.